Gotta love throwback Sierra.
But anyway, so I was reading an article earlier and I thought I'd share because, I don't know, it was just mind-blowing to me. So as we all know, eyewitness testimony is a very crucial aspect of many courtrooms. It's like the key factor in determining what gets a person exonerated or even convicted. So it's this question of how credible eyewitness testimonies are, and there have been numerous studies and research done about whether or not eyewitness testimony is credible and how credible it is. So I know BBC and their researchers have done a lot of studies on this. And one of their studies that I just watched, well, I watched a couple of them, but one of them that I watched was really crazy. It was about this guy, and they sent him into the street to ask people for directions. Simple. Just a quick, but it could potentially be a very memorable interaction. And he just, you know, asked them where the bus station was, how far is such and such, you know, just random questions. And right after he left them, the people were asked to describe him. Now, this guy was 6'2", brown hair and hazel eyes, but people couldn't remember those features about him. They were saying he had blue eyes, green eyes, but someone actually did say hazel, but anyway. And they were saying that he was around 5'9 or 6'8". I don't know. It's like these people could have been then sent an innocent man to jail if it was a criminal act. Like, no one could correctly identify the man fully. I mean, yeah, the interaction was quick. It was like a where's the train? Oh, it's that way type of thing. So it's not unusual for somebody to not remember, because it's just like you look at him for a quick second and then you walk away and that's it. But what if this were a criminal case and these were people that were witnesses to a crime? They could have really sent someone to jail. Like, someone who witnesses a crime doesn't usually testify seeing something for about 10 seconds, like something quick like that. But just the fact that our brains can change bits and pieces from our memory can be so influential in the criminal justice system. So I looked up some science behind this, and it turns out that the part of our brain responsible for the ability to remember things is the medial temporal lobe, basal ganglia, and striatum. And they all have to work together when you try to remember something, and sometimes things are forgotten. Things like what the exact eye color was, so we make it up to like fill in the pieces. And it questions our credibility of our memory, being able to recall different memories. And in most cases, we change things about the memory every time we recall them, which is crazy, right? So I don't know. Do you guys think eyewitness testimonies should be as heavily influential in court cases knowing this? Because for me, I think that they shouldn't eliminate eyewitness testimonies. Like, some of them are very detailed, are very, you know, like, logical. They make perfect sense given all the other information that the lawyers and FBI agents and everybody else have come to get. But I don't know. I just feel like it shouldn't be as influential as it should. Like, you shouldn't depend on an eyewitness, because what if their brain forgot key details and they just made them up to fill in the blank pieces because they were under pressure? I know a lot of times when I'm watching SVU, and I'm not saying that this happens, but I know a lot of times watching SVU, witnesses feel pressured to testify sometimes, and they feel like they have to be on the cop's side, or they have to be on the lawyer's side, or whoever they're working with in order to solve the case. So what do you guys think? Call now at 215-000-0000, and let's talk about it.
All right, so we have Amelia here from Arkansas. Amelia, how do you feel?
I think eyewitness testimonies should be credible in a sense, only because when things happen, especially in a traumatic sense, people won't forget things. They're going to be like, I think I saw this color, or maybe it was navy blue, maybe it was black. You know, you just never know. So in a sense, yeah, they're credible. In a way, they're not. Usually the basis of the information that are given is correct, but usually the smaller details are not as correct. So it's just like, you never know.